Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
I've talked before about this guy. This is the guy that they're having a hard time evicting. This guy is perhaps the king of non-eviction, but it looks like his reign might be coming to an end. Several people sent me the story, and like I said, I've done a story about him not too long ago, but a judge is now moving towards evicting the Long Island man who hasn't paid his mortgage in 23 years. Now, most people, if they have a mortgage, they pay it. And if you don't pay your mortgage, you know that you might wind up in foreclosure and you might end up being ousted from your home. And oust is a legal term, believe it or not. And so this guy hasn't paid his mortgage in 23 years and somehow he's managed to stay in the home. And he's done this through a whole long laundry list of shenanigans and legal oddities. So we'll figure out what's going on here because it looks, like I said, it might be coming to an end. Kathy Ann Bonello wrote it for the Post, and like I said, several people sent it. A Long Island man who has not paid his mortgage in 23 years does not qualify for protection with the pandemic rules because he's been staying in the home illegally, a judge has ruled. So he's tried all kinds of different arguments. Every time the people who hold the mortgage or the note on his house go to evict him, he tries something different, and he's been successful so far. But his most recent argument is you can't evict me because of the pandemic. And the judge points out and says, well, no, those rules were actually in place for landlords and tenants. You're not the tenant of a landlord. You are someone who bought a home and agreed to make payments on it to someone from whom you borrowed the money to buy the home. So the man is now 52 years old, and he's spent, as you can imagine, a huge chunk of his adult life not paying for the three-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath home, which had an original purchase price of $290,000. And he made one payment back apparently right after he bought the house. And then the home was foreclosed for the first time in 2000. So the home went into foreclosure proceedings in 2000. And here we are in 2000, and I don't know what year this is, but it's well past 2000. The man has managed to stay there because every time they go to evict him, he does something like, oh, he files for bankruptcies, he files lawsuits, he just muddies up the waters with all kinds of legal issues. So the free ride might finally be coming to an end because a Nassau County Housing Court judge named William Hohauser issued a ruling on September 14th saying that he cannot hide behind the COVID protections. The home is in East Meadow, and the mortgage is currently held by Diamond Ridge Partners, which has been trying to oust the man before pandemic-inspired eviction moratorium set in and created a historic housing court backlog. So part of the problem here is, even though this is not a landlord-tenant situation, it's apparently governed by the same court. So the courts where people get evicted in landlord-tenant settings apparently is the same court you go to with respect to a mortgage foreclosure like this. And so that court, being as backed up as it is due to COVID, has slowed this process down, which, of course, this process didn't need to be any slower, considering it's already taken 23 years to get to here. As this matter continued winding its serpentine, meandering way through the state and federal court systems, the judge wrote, the man who lives in the house and another person in the house decided to use the pandemic as their latest tool to stay in the home. They filed hardship declarations in April claiming COVID-19 hardship. The forms, which were created by legislators in New York to help keep hard-hit tenants from being ousted due to financial hardship during the pandemic, have served as an automatic pause on most evictions. Lawyers for the man in the house and the other person who was involved in this contended that Diamond Ridge couldn't and shouldn't be able to move ahead of countless other small landlords waiting their turn in housing court, to which the judge noted, Diamond Ridge and its predecessors have been waiting for more than two decades. So they're not jumping to the head of any line. They've been in line for 20 years. So, by the way, the other person who's involved in this case was apparently killed in July in a car accident. So that shouldn't be that much of a deal there. There's scant case law, the judge wrote, on whether filing a hardship declaration alone can keep a landlord from evicting a tenant because the form shouldn't apply to the man here. He's not a tenant. He's not a tenant. Okay? He's somebody who bought a home with a mortgage. The protections of the COVID declaration would inhere to tenants, but not to those who have no financial obligation in a landlord-tenant setting. He says that this should not apply to people who illegally stay in a home despite a foreclosure, who could be considered occupants at sufferance, if not outright squatters. So you're not a tenant, you're a squatter. The man's behavior, which reflects no payments of any kind for decades, augurs strongly against any protection. This Judge Hohauser has got the dictionaries and the thesauruses cranked up to 10 because he used the word augur in that sentence, and I like the way he did that. This reflects no payments of any kind for decades, augurs strongly against any protection. Diamond Ridge is very satisfied with the court's decision, and their lawyer added, "We intend on immediately enforcing the court's order and ending this illegal occupancy." An attorney for the man who's in the house, who hasn't paid his mortgage, did not return any messages. An attorney representing the other person and other residents in the house declined comment. So this is one of these crazy cases. Pops up in the news from time to time when there's an update like this. And people wonder about this. They go, hey, I bought a house. I've got a mortgage. And I'm foolishly making my payments. This is extremely unusual. In most cases, someone can come in and get you ousted relatively quickly if you don't pay your mortgage. And what happened in this case is the man bought the house originally in 1998. And he made a single payment. It was foreclosed upon in 2000. And as I recall, what happened was several different occasions, the mortgage got bought and sold. And that happens a lot. I've done a mortgage with one company, and within a month or two, I get a notice saying, oh, your mortgage is now being handled by these people. They bought your mortgage. So now I'm making payments over here. And so the weird part is that this guy had a mortgage over here that he defaulted on. Mortgage gets sold, and so he ain't making payments here. He ain't making payments here. But each time it got sold or something like that happened, it kind of bought him some more time. And there is a thing when there are a whole lot of tasks in front of you, and most of them are easy, and there's one that's a pain in your butt. You tend to do the easy ones first. And I think what happened here was big blocks of mortgages have been bought and sold in recent history. And we had that meltdown in the financial world, and it spilled over, unfortunately, into the real world in 08 and 09. And there was a lot of problems in the housing industry, but a lot of mortgages got bought and sold. And I recall that this mortgage has been bought and sold a whole bunch of times. And I suspect that what would happen is it would get bundled with a bunch of mortgages and get sold. And somebody would be going through, they're going, okay, how many people are current? Who's not current? Oh, here's one that's not current. And they'd look at it and go, oh, wait, this is that guy. And I think he got some slack from people who are just like, they didn't want to deal with it. And it would get rebundled and resold. But one of the things that people figure out is that if you are in financial trouble and you file a claim in bankruptcy court, you file an actual action in bankruptcy court and say, I'm bankrupt. When you file the bankruptcy action, it automatically stays state court litigation that's been filed against you. It stops it. It stops it in its tracks. So if someone is suing you, I'll give you just a typical example. Someone's suing you over an unpaid credit card bill. You've defaulted on your credit card, okay? And someone sues you. And it turns out that that's the last straw. That's the domino that starts the things falling down. That's the end of you financially. You cannot defend yourself. You haven't got any money. You cannot pay this. The house of cards is coming crashing down. If you go into bankruptcy court and file for bankruptcy protection, they will get stays issued for everybody who's got an action against you. And those people are then told, if you want to chase this person, you got to come do it in bankruptcy court. Because bankruptcy court is going to consolidate all these actions against you and bring them into one place and resolve them as a group. So this guy, apparently, either he or other people working with him or other people in the home, whenever the bank started getting too close, he'd file a bankruptcy action. And he did that several times. And other people in the home did that several times. And apparently, other people in the home also claimed that they thought they were tenants and they thought the other guy was the landlord. And by filing landlord-tenant actions, they could also tie this thing up. And they've managed to do this with so many different actions that they've tied it up for 23 years. Now, it shouldn't have taken 23 years for some judge to say this is a problem, that it shouldn't be going on like this. But apparently he's filed bankruptcy and withdrawn it a couple times. He's fought a bunch of these bankruptcies in court. But now it looks like some judge has finally said, you know something, this is crazy, it's going to end. And the man's last argument was, hey, COVID, you can't evict me because of COVID. And the COVID law, of course, was there to protect tenants from being evicted from places where they're renting, i.e. rentals. This is not a rental. This is not a landlord-tenant setting. So it looks like the man who hasn't paid his mortgage in 23 years is on the verge of being evicted and ousted. And of course, the real question here is, are they going to file an appeal? Because I suspect this can be appealed, which will tie it up even longer. We'll see. But the headline from the New York Post, judge moves to evict Long Island man who hasn't paid his mortgage in 23 years. Kathy Ann Bonello wrote it. Sent to me by Jason, Troy, thanks a lot. Travis, Alan, and Mark. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Nothing comes as an accomplishment instantly. Success does not come overnight. Patience is the key.